Burt Lancaster, An American Life, by Kate Buford. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Burt Lancaster, An American Life, by Kate Buford. To the people sitting in the dark, watching. Mr. Lancaster's remarkable, though not often remarked about, career. Vincent Canby. Prologue. British director Alexander Sandy McKendrick, nerves raw from trying to shriek sense into a movie shoot that was out of control, threw up his hands and cried, "Cut!" Bing Crosby had stumbled out the front door of Manhattan's 21 Club on 52nd Street into the middle of a scene from Sweet Smell of Success. In the back of a nearby prop truck, screenwriter Clifford Odets, typewriter on his lap and a blanket thrown over his shoulders against the icy wind, glanced up at the commotion and continued punching out dialogue for the next scene. It was January 1957, deep in the night. Waiting for the next setup, Tony Curtis paced nervously, pitching moves to Burt Lancaster, the star of the movie. "You stand still," he suggested. "I'll circle around you." McKendrick had told them to model this key scene on the predatory dance in Ben Johnson's Volpone.